Now that was his destination. We find that out when he gets there, not because he told us that's where he's going. Notice in the cliff face, just to the right of that little white dome here, a cave right there. The trees weren't there in his time. That's modern, of course. But notice that cave. If I take you, well, I forgot to put this slide here. Let's go here. Let me go one more slide. I'll come back to this. If I take you to that cave, you'll see why they built the city there. Originally, that stream ran out of that cave. Just ran out of the cave. Unbelievable. This is one of the other sources of the Jordan River. In 1879, about 130 years ago, not quite, 125 years ago, an earthquake changed the geology, geological structure, and the stream runs out of the foot of the hill. Right there, that's where it starts. It comes right out of that hill. Well, as I told you, if there's that much water coming out of the ground, then the ancient people are going to think that's where the gods go to and from the underworld. That's the gate to the underworld. That's what they would think. And so naturally, they built a city there. Now, who built this city? Well, I already told you that the city of Dan was the Old Testament Israelite city, and there was none here. Then Alexander the Great came, about 330 years before Jesus was born, and he wanted to turn the world into a Greek world. So he would go places, take some soldiers out of his army who had finished their tour of duty, give them some acreage of farmland, and set up a little Greek town. Sort of like, if we build it, they will come. We'll put Greek stuff here. These primitive people will see it, and they'll like Greek better than their own. He picked that place at the foot of Mount Hermon to build his little village there. Now, the people that he put there, probably soldiers, worshiped the fertility god of the Greeks, one of them, there are several, named Pan, the shepherd god of fertility named Pan. Pan was, well, I'll get to Pan in a minute. The god Pan, a city of the god Pan, was called Panias, of Pan, Panias. And so Alexander's people named their city Panias. Now, Arabs can't say or don't say P, so Arabs today say Banias instead of Panias. So they call it Banias today, but it was Panias. Time passed. We have to leave the Greek, but they worshipped Pan there in front of that cave. Then came King Herod. Now, Herod was not Jewish. He wasn't Greek, although he was very Hellenistic. Herod was supported by the Romans. The one who killed the babies in Bethlehem had a small fortress there, protecting that road again. He died, and he divided his kingdom up between three sons, all named Herod. Herod Antipas got those two kingdoms, those two provinces. The one of Galilee is where Jesus taught. Herod Archelaus got Judea and Samaria. Later, that would be turned over to the Romans, and that's how you end up with Pilate in the Passion movie. The northern part of his kingdom, this part, was given to Herod Philip. You remember the one that John the Baptist criticized Herod Antipas for taking his brother Philip's wife? If you remember that story, but that was given to Herod Philip. Herod Philip needed a capital. He didn't have one. His kingdom had never been a kingdom before. So he picked Panias, and he put a fairly significant city around that religious enclosure here up against the cliff. And then he wanted to rename that city of Panias after Caesar, his patron. So he called it Caesarea. Now, I guess somebody knocked on his door one day and said, King, got to tell you something. There already is a Caesarea that your dad built over on the ocean. Oi. So he said, let's call this Philip's Caesarea. Hence the name Caesarea Philippi. Caesarea Philippi was the name in Jesus' time of the Greek city of Pan, founded by Alexander the Great, at the foot of this cliff. Now, if we had time, which we don't, I would show you some of the amazing stuff they've uncovered in the last 8 years of Herod's palace. It is really spectacular. But just trust me, it's there, and either go sometime or do some research on your own and find out about it. But let's go to the Pan shrine that was up against